Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Oh, we started off our Wow Wednesday with our socially conscious segment with our girlfriend Vivian. And she started off with those COVID numbers. You know how it gets. We're back up. We're going back up. We have Florida and Texas at the top of the list. And they have increases in their numbers, and it looks like they're not the only ones. Yeah, as I survey the news, quite a few different states are coming up heavy, even after this vaccination going on. Okay, well, we also had that recall on the dark chocolate almond butter, that Dole blueberries, and Tyson chicken. Oh my. Yeah. And you know what I heard her say yesterday? Even the ones that have been distributed to our local restaurants. So some of our restaurants are using this chicken. Oh my. Well, we had an increase of the shootings over the holiday weekend. Yeah, that's been happening. That's been happening. All right, so her wow news sparked a conversation with the women of worship. Yes, there's a couple that was so obsessed with having a baby via IVF that they expected their family member to pay for this procedure. Yes, especially because he had helped other family members with other stuff. And that got us talking. And we had our conversation about whether, you know, IVF was something that we should do, and whether we should be borrowing money. You know, IVF costs in the double digits. You know, yes, it does. I know a couple of people who have gotten it, and it's quite expensive. And we talked about if you wanted that kind of indebtedness over your head. And we didn't think so. Yes, I tell you, you know, the things that we're going through these days and the anxiety that we're bringing on ourselves is amazing. Yes. We also talked about that conversation regarding hugs. you know, carried over from Tuesday with our church folk pastors. And, you need to listen to that response. Yes, you could tell there was some personal feelings going on there. Yes. So you want to make sure you go back and listen to, you know, how the hug is good and sometimes bad. Yes. Okay. So don't hesitate to go back and listen. It was quite some conversation. It was good. It was good. It was good. So today, we finished off our morning with our Faith Over Fear segment yesterday. And that was also quite interesting. So we want to make sure we go back and listen, because you don't want to miss anything that goes down on its due time with Pastor Steph. Okay? Good. Now, today is Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, the day we discuss our health, whether it be mental, emotional, physical, and definitely spiritual. Yes. You know, we got our due time crew hanging in the wings, getting ready to talk to you and get that conversation going. And I've got that list that I'm going to continue regarding that border. Yes. Yes, we got through 9 of them. Okay. And we're going to continue to go through this water list, ranking from worst to best. And we got another list that I think you'll like. And, you know, today is Therapeutic Thursday, so we got to get that list out. Okay. So, I hope you're feeling well enough to call a friend. Yes, text a friend, reach out to a friend, it don't matter. However you reach out to that friend is great, because we definitely have to let people know that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. We don't want them to miss out on anything, especially Therapeutic Thursday, especially Therapeutic Thursday. Okay, all right, so get that healthy breakfast, get that text going, and we'll be right back. Don't move.
Today, approximately 1 million people in the United States are living with Parkinson's disease. My dad was one of those people. My mom was his primary caregiver. Early signs can be subtle, a tremor in your hand, stiffness in your body, short shuffling steps when you walk. Know the signs and how to spot them in yourself or someone you love. And know the steps to take. Early diagnosis and expert care can improve the quality of life for a Parkinson's patient. And in some cases, it can even mean saving a life. The National Parkinson Foundation is here to help. Learn more about the early signs and discover the free resources available for patients and caregivers at Parkinson.org. Let's do whatever it takes to beat Parkinson's.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and it is Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, this is the day where we discuss Yes, not the matters of the heart, mind, and spirit, but matters of your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, and definitely your spiritual health. So you want to get them pens up. Get those pens up. We're going to be talking about that water. Yes, we haven't finished that list. We only got through 9. Okay. Let's see what else is going on over there. All right. So. We stopped at Aquafina. Yeah, and I was kind of surprised that that too was on the bottom of the list. So let's see where we're going. Oh, Crystal Geyser Natural Alpine Spring Water. Now, you've seen this water. If you go into Dollar Tree, if you go into Dollar General, yeah, this is a... And I think Family Dollar. Yes, that's their water. Okay. They said it's labeled and tagged as bottled water. But they're saying that it does not necessarily... It's not from the Poland Springs. Yeah, they say that it doesn't seem to have much more of a different taste from regular tap water. And that's what's ranking it so inexpensive. Yes, because remember, I just told you it was in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Family Dollar. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Here in New York, we used to drink tap water all the time. And I personally don't like this water, this Crystal Geyser. It does not taste like tap water. I personally think tap water tastes better than this one. I can't stand this water. Okay, so they say Zephyrhills, Zephyrhills. And this is a Florida brand. And they say that it tastes like well water. And they say that it claims to be natural spring water from the Sunshine State. And they said do a blind taste test of Zephyrhills and Fiji and find out the difference. So they're saying that just might be Fiji and not an authentic brand. Okay. Well, Ice Mountain Natural Spring Water is next on the list. Remember, we're going from worst to best. And this is ranking at number 19. Okay. They say that they're also one that has questionable origin. And they say Ice Mountain is mostly sourced from a few springs in Michigan. But they also pull the water from other states as well. Okay. So, forget the Midwest thing. It ain't true. Okay, so I can see that they're also ranking these based on whether they're being honest about their origin or not. So that one goes bye-bye. Okay, for those of you who have heard of Ozarka Natural Spring Water, I've never heard of that, so that's clearly not one here in the city of New York. They say that this is the South Central United States version of that Zephyrhills water. And it's sourced from a few springs in Texas. before going through an 11-step quality process. And they say if you check the ingredients, you'll notice it includes more than just water. So, it has salt, magnesium, and calcium. They're saying no taste, but they don't want all that stuff in their water. All right, we got number 17 at Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. And they say that they're claiming to be sourced from 13 springs throughout the western United States. They say that, which I always wondered, they say water does not have, you know, does not expire, but bottled water has an expiration date on the bottle. So I was wondering, what was that about? Well, they said it started quite a few decades ago when New Jersey passed the law requiring all food products, including bottled water, to have an expiration date 2 years or less. So they made sure to tell you that this one has an expiration date on it. And they don't like the taste. Mm-mm. They say it doesn't taste like it comes from those 13 springs. They don't know where it comes from. Ooh. I don't know what we're drinking. We might as well just, like, bottle our water from the tap. Yeah, boil the water and call it a day. All right, here's one that we know. Life, WTR, is another bottled water company. And, you know, they have that fancy bottle. They say that it has a horrible taste on your tongue that tastes metallic. And they're wondering if there is some type of metal in there. Okay? So they say it doesn't quench your thirst like it should. All right? Icelandic glacial water. They say if we were going on looks alone, they would be sitting at the top of the list. And the water is sourced from a spring that was created from a massive volcanic eruption that occurred 5,000 years ago. Well, they say that now that means that the water is filtered through lava rocks, making it naturally alkaline and leaving you with a bitter taste. Wow. Okay. They say, but what happens is if you freeze the water, it gets rid of that bitterness. And we shouldn't have to be freezing water to get rid of no bitterness. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know, y'all. I'm still waiting for some of these waters that I've heard. Avion. Woo. Avion is on this list. Yes, that's sitting at number 14, Avion. They say that Avion was, yeah, remember Avion was one of the first bottled waters that that we ever heard of. And they say it's sourced from the French Alps, supposedly. But they say it starts as snow, and as it travels on the glacial rocks, it then becomes water that is enhanced with electrolytes and minerals. So at the end of the day, that's why it doesn't taste like regular water. Have you ever drank Avion? Disgusting. Yeah, well, now we found out why. Okay. Ethos. Ethos Natural Spring Water. Okay. They say Ethos is definitely a Starbucks brand. Okay. But you don't generally buy water in Starbucks necessarily. And they say it's quite refreshing and it's not bitter, but they don't like the taste of it either. It doesn't quite taste like water should taste. Okay? Perfect hydration electrolyte water. That's number 12. Well, should I say anything else? Electrolyte water. Okay, that's the name of it. And I'm not even going to bother to read it because I don't want to drink nothing with no electrolytes in it. That ain't water to me. So that's why it's number 12. 11. Oh, where's our Mr. AJ? Essentia ionized water. Okay. They say Essentia is overachieving. Yeah, that's their words, not the Raider. And it's alkaline water. And they say it has a bitter tasting acidic. Initially, it has a bitter tasting acidic flavor. And they work on changing that. And then it gets that clear, crisp tasting water. But they say they don't believe it. They say they don't believe that it's as clean as they say it is. I have never drank Essentia, I don't think. But, hey. Okay. Core. Number 10. Core hydration. Okay. And they say that this is another one that people drink that has electrolytes and minerals added after the reverse osmosis. And, you know, they give you that little cap at the top, the cup cap. So, it's like Gatorade at the end of the day. So that's another reason why they're sitting high on that list. Mountain Valley Spring Water. Okay. They say it has a fresh taste and the bubbles aren't too much. Okay. Why are there bubbles in my water unless it's seltzer water? I don't want no seltzer water. We ain't talking about seltzer water or club soda. No, thanks. That's why you're number 11. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm adding some of my own stuff in here. San Pellegrino. I missed something. Hold on. Because I'm at number 8 already. Okay, core's number 10, right? All right. Mountain Valley Spring Water. What happened? Okay. Oh, okay. That was the bubbles water. Okay. All right. 8. San Pellegrino. Disgusting. Oh, my goodness gracious. They say Nestle owns San Pellegrino, and I think I mentioned that the other day. And they say that it has a mineral flavor. Limestone and volcanic rocks is where it comes from. And they don't add those minerals and things to it, magnesium and other stuff, but they say that it's now perked up with some other contents, which gives it that bubbly feeling, taste, rather. Okay, yeah, all right. I've never heard of number 7, but maybe you have. Aqua Panna. Now, maybe I'm saying it wrong. A-C-Q-U-A-P-A-N-N-A, natural spring water. Okay. It's an Italian fancy water, not carbonated. That's a plus. And they say it doesn't taste so bad. Okay. So you might want to try it if you can find it. Oh, wait a minute. Number 6. Have you heard of this one? Boxed water. Now, this doesn't come in a bottle. It comes in a box. Clearly. It's in a cardboard carton. Remember how our milk used to come in the cardboard carton? Wow. They say it's just municipal water, but they use an 8-step water purification process. And they say it doesn't taste too bad. Okay. Go find boxed water. I haven't seen it. LaCroix, number 5. I've seen this, but I've never tasted it. Have you? Okay. They say they call this the hipster water. It's sparkling, and they call it an all-occasion beverage. They say that these bubbles aren't as hard as, like, the other carbonated waters. But they say it's pretty good. Okay. They say it is possible to drink too much water, although it's rare. But I do know that there have been instances where they tell you to not drink as much water. But they say if you drink LaCroix, you may not get that advice. Okay. Number 4, Perrier. Remember Perrier? Another one that was on the initial, you know, when you first started hearing about the water. You got Perrier that came along, and it's also a bubbly water. They call it the champagne of sparkling water. Okay. So that's sitting at number 4. I want to know what's number 1. And the way this list is laid out, you're going to have to go through all of them. All right, Minister AJ, another one hit, another hit. Fiji is number 3. We're going to the best. We're going higher on the list. We went from worst to best. Fiji is sitting at number 3. And they say it has a lot less contaminants in this water. Okay. All right. Number 3. Now, I've seen this. What is this? Glacial Smart Water? Okay, yeah, you've seen it. You've seen it. It has a big smart on the big blue circle. And this is distilled water. Okay, it's not necessarily that other kind of water, that drinking water, that spring water that we normally get. And they say whatever impurities were in there, guess what? They were boiled out. Didn't I just say we might as well go back to the boiled water? And what's sitting at the top of the list? Boiled water. Glacial. That's what you're paying for, boiled water. You might as well boil water in your house. Okay. Why am I up to, what was that one? That should have been number 2. And number 1, I've never heard of. Maybe you have. And I'll just read it. It says Norwegian-based Voss water. And that's what it is. They say it's sleek and fancy. And has a smooth and crisp taste. And this is number 1. I've never seen it before. But, it has that sleek look. It looks like a glass and fancy bottle. And I guess that's why it's number 1. All right, so there you have it. There you have it. Our more popular brands, Aquafina, Dasani, all those waters are sitting at the bottom of the list. All righty. All right, keep those pens up. Keep those pens up. Because I want to give you another list really quickly. And we kind of touched on this before. But since we're talking about some articles today, we may need to get this in our arsenal. Yeah, this list needs to be in your arsenal. They say the 10 worst foods and drinks for anxiety. If you have anxiety, you don't need to be drinking these. You don't need to be eating these things. Okay, these are the foods that you need to eat or drinks. You need to drink to keep the anxiety down. Okay, you ready? Candy and pies. Those baked goods come with a lot of sugar. And candy, cookies, yeah, stay away from it. Okay? They say it spikes your blood sugar, and we know what that means. We have spoken a million times. They say even those pies like cherry pie and blueberry pie, yeah, because you know they tell us to eat all of those, what do you call those things? My brain, I need to get some brain food in me this morning. Berries, they say even those, stay away from, because now it's like spiked with sugar, okay? Number two, sugary drinks, stay away from that soda because it spikes your sugar, helps increase your anxiety, all right? Three, processed meats, cheeses, and those ready-made meals. Yeah, they're not good for your anxiety. They say they are all low in fiber, and it doesn't help your gut. It increases inflammation, and there you go. Anxiety City, baby. All right, number four, coffee, tea, and energy drinks. All right, especially those caffeinated drinks. Yeah, stay away from. Energy drinks have a lot of caffeine in them. Well, that'll tell you right there. Energy drinks will bring on anxiety. Anxiety in one way or another. All right. Alcohol. I'm not going over that one because I know nobody on this broadcast drinks alcohol. They say make sure, number six, make sure your smoothies, and we talked about this. They said do not drink those all-fruit smoothies. Yeah, you know that one, the ones that you get from the mall. Mm-hmm. Yep, they say those are really high in sugar. We should know that because our natural fruit is very high in sugar. And they say that will definitely increase your anxiety. Okay. Number seven, artificial sweeteners. Yeah, a lot of people think that drinking an artificial, eating that and drinking that is definitely better. But they say no way. When it comes to anxiety, artificial sweeteners are really not good for you. Okay, gluten. Well, that's why half of the food out here is gluten-free. They say gluten itself builds on the anxiety. Okay, number nine, hidden sugars. Hidden sugars. We're gonna do something on that. The foods that we eat that we don't think has a lot of sugars or have a lot of sugar, yeah. So when we're eating certain foods, be very careful. And they say processed vegetable oils, okay? Processed vegetable oils. Now, let's see. How do we get to processed vegetable oils? Oh, okay, they say corn oil and soybean oil. Okay, those are the biggest concerns. When you eat a lot of that, that will increase your anxiety level. So you don't want to get that. You want to make sure that you are getting our favorite, olive oil. Yes, they say olive oil definitely helps to keep your anxiety down. All right? Yes. All right. So there's your health news for today. There's your health news. Let me go over it because a lot of times I'm asked to go over it. Okay. Foods that help to keep anxiety down and foods you need not to eat if you have anxiety. Cookies and cakes and candies and pies. Sugary drinks. Processed meats. And that includes like cheese and those ready-made meals like Budget Gourmet and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Coffee, tea, and energy drinks. Alcohol. Fruit and vegetable. No, not fruit. And fruit smoothies without vegetables. Okay. Gluten. Artificial sweeteners. Hidden sugars. And processed vegetable oils. Okay. So, that's what we got going on there. Alrighty. So let's get to our news. Well, okay, so I'll tell you the stuff that they nitpick with. So Vanessa Williams, you know Vanessa Williams, the songstress, the one who won the Miss America and they had to pull it back, the actress. Yes. Well, she was invited to sing at a Capital Fourth event. And she sang as the national anthem, or in the national anthem spot, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And this was aired on PBS, and they went buck wild. Now, this is what they are. This is what they complain about. Well, they say that Lift Every Voice and Sing should not be used in that area because it's known as the Black National Anthem. Yeah, this is what we're complaining about. With all that's going on, you have all these people who have lost their life in the that Florida collapse and gun use has gone straight through the roof, but you mad because she sang the national anthem. And they really spoke up about this. Well, we know who was the one who spoke up about this, right? It ain't us, clearly. And they said, plain and simple, Lift Every Voice and Sing has always been known as the national anthem for the Black people, and there is only one true national anthem, and they did not appreciate her singing that at a 4th of July event. Okay. We'll live. We shall live. The other thing I want to talk about today, see, we're talking about anxiety, right? People get anxiety over stupid stuff. Okay, so here's something that someone really had anxiety over. Are you ready? Okay. There's a lady on Outside of the Tracks who said that she was refused service at her nail salon because of her weight. Yeah. So here's how the story goes. Story goes, she's been going to this nail salon faithfully since 2018. And she went in there one day. She went to get a pedicure. They took her to the back, put her in a chair, and the nail technician started to work, and then she went and said something to the receptionist and came back with the receptionist, and the receptionist said, well, we're sorry, but we're not going to be able to service you today because we have a concern that your weight will damage the chair, pretty much. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she said, pretty much. That, you know, it has a limit of 300 pounds, and she was slightly over 300 pounds, I suppose, or at least she looked like it. And they said she wouldn't be serviced. Now, it's the same place she'd been going since 2018, and now they don't service her. And she felt humiliated. So, there you go. Therapeutic Thursday story. Anxiety. I advise her not to eat them cookies and cake. Don't leave the eating them cookies and pies, because, man, you're only going to get worse. Yeah. Now, this has been happening for years on the planes, you know, and other places. And I want to talk about this, and this is something that may make a difference, and this is something that may not make a difference. Well, first of all, I have a problem with the fact that we are still going to people who cannot communicate with us. Yes. See, I can't go get my nails done for health reasons. Yeah, we don't need them clipping my nails and making mistakes. But here we are. This technician is doing your nails. You've been going here since 2018, which makes this your fourth year. And she had to go get the receptionist to communicate with you and tell you she can't do your nails because you sitting in a chair that can only carry 300 pounds or less, and you don't, and they don't want you to mess up their chairs. So now they can't service you no more. So I already got a problem with that. That's bringing me anxiety. You got to get somebody else to go talk to me? I'm not spending my money anymore where people cannot communicate with me. I'm mad when I have to speak to the mortgage company and it sounds like I'm always calling India. That brings me anxiety. Yes, I cannot get a full English-speaking person. They speak English, but it is so, oh, it's so challenging. I can't stand it. So I do my best not to ever have to call them. But this is stuff that we're doing locally. These are businesses that we are supporting locally. And, yeah, that's my side of the story that brings me anxiety. But her side of the story, you know, many women or men have gotten on the planes and they've been asked at the last minute, because they didn't know, that, you know, they have to buy two seats. They have to pay for two seats. And they have not liked it. They've been embarrassed. They've been humiliated. Well, what are you thinking? Do you think she should continue to get her nails done and just search for a place that is going to be able to communicate with her? I don't know. Give me a hit. 347-285-7777. Okay. And that's how it was left. This is just the story. Okay. Now, they said that they looked over some policies, and that was not included in the policies. They were concerned that their chairs would malfunction due to her 300 pounds or over 300 pounds. Okay, so for those of you who have not been in a salon, they give you chairs that supposedly, like, help you relax. So it massages your back. It gets those little balls in your back, or you could set it to vibrate, and it's shaking, and it's humming, and it's doing all of this kind of stuff. So they're saying that if you work the machine, that chair, that way, you may cause it to malfunction because of your weight. Okay. And the manager says, you know, we want everybody to feel welcome. We're not discriminating. And the receptionist who told the lady that she could not stay in the chair, she doesn't work there any longer. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Because if she was doing her job, she was only told to tell a lady, well, I guess she was supposed to use her own thought process and say, nah, you figure out a way to communicate that in English. I'm going to stay up here and just take the money. You do that part, I'll do my part, and maybe she would still have a job. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm ready to talk about it. Where are my peoples at? Oh, let's say good morning to Brother Al. Good morning, Brother Al.
Chop, chop, good morning. chop chop on the morning. You got to excuse the hoarse voice. I'm working at this summer camp and the kids going crazy.
My voice is a little hoarse,
as you can see. But It's all good. The good Lord woke me up. I'm good to go.
Okay, Dokin, we're appreciating you being good to go. Listen, Brother Al, we're talking about Vanessa Williams. You know, she arbitrarily took the time to sing whatever she wanted to sing. It's a national anthem. What do you think?
Man, you know, that's just crazy. This, I hope that people are really listening to this and see what's going on, just how much they are against us. No matter what we do, we can't do nothing right. There's going to be issues. There's problem. This is why we got to stick together. That's insane. You ask the woman to sing, she sang the song. You know what I'm saying? And it's just disgusting to me, man. Like, we just still got so far to go.
Okay. And what about the lady who weighed over 300 pounds and was asked to get up from the chair because they were afraid it would malfunction?
Oh, man. You know, again, just the disrespect to our people. You know, what makes me so angry with our people is that, you know, you got all these different companies and stuff that's and even, you know, places like that are so disrespectful to us, and we continue to go to them. You know, and this happened to this woman. You know, honestly, she should be out there in front of their table. When people come in, hey, listen, this is what's going on. We need to boycott them. We know we need to get back to how it was back in the days when somebody did something to us or a company or something, and we need to boycott them, not keep going to them. You know, and that's what made me so angry. We continue to use these companies and do it after they're so disrespectful to us. So they feel, hey, they need us. We got to do it. They need us. Black dollars matter, people.
I'm still trying to figure out why black people will not, you know, because of our vanity. Let me take that back. Because of our vanity and our ignorance, you don't find us doing pedicures. I don't want to touch nobody's feet. And these people are making a mint off of doing your feet.
Yes, indeed.
And
you won't
learn the craft. You will not go and get no one. Years ago, Brother Al, I suggested in the congregation, listen, stop outsourcing your dollars. Learn how to cut hair, men. So you cut one another's hair. Learn how to cut hair. Give your money to the brother to cut your hair. Women, somebody needs to learn how to do manicures and pedicures to keep those dollars in-house. Not one person took the time to learn. So that means that, Brother Al, you are constantly going out here to these people who don't speak no English. You can't even communicate with them. Other than ow, and what else do they understand? So I have a question for you outside of that. Okay, so the chair is only designed to hold 300 pounds or less. So what do you do? What do you do as a merchant, as in the service industry? What do you do?
You get better chairs that can accommodate all sizes. You know, as a merchant,
okay,
and you're making money, you know, I would get a chair that would accommodate all sizes. And to the comment, like you said, if you know, they treat us that bad, go on YouTube. YouTube show you how to do everything. Show you how to do your own feet, everything. YouTube will show you every single thing, you know, and I stress that, and I stress that to these kids, you know, just real quickly, like what Gucci did to us when they made the blackface sweater, and our young blacks are still going out there spending a ton of money buying that stuff. I'm just like, do y'all just like being disrespected? You might just gotta like it. Come on.
Yep.
You know, I did that over on my block. We had the cleaners there. On my block, there's a cleaners, and it's a, you know, Asian person that own it. And he was like, he raised his prices like crazy. And, you know, because he in the neighborhood, I said, yo, what happened to your price? He got nasty. I stood right in front of the store as people come in. Yo, don't go ahead and give him our money. He raising prices on us. And, you know, and the good thing about it, there were some people who stood there. He came outside, oh, you disrupted my, I'm not disrupting anything. I'm talking to people as they come in. I don't have no sign. So he tried to call the cops. Cops said he's not doing anything. And he lowered his prices back down. So we have the power, people. We just got to take a stand and do it.
All righty. Go ahead. Power to the people, Brother Al. All right. Okay,
yeah.
Brother Al, thank you for joining us today. We shall be back. Let's get our girl Tamika on the line. Good morning, Tamika.
Happy good AM. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Doing just fine. Glad to be on.
God, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you. So we're talking about this national anthem that was requested, and Vanessa Williams, she decided to sing a national anthem. Should it have mattered?
The sad part about it is that there should be any type of backlash at all. You know, recently when I supported Al and went to his college graduation, you could see in the crowd. Now, this is a black college, Livingstone College. They played both the national and the black anthem. And it was kind of funny because when they played the national anthem, half of the crowd stood, some didn't, some turned their back. It was just like, you know, not really sure, you know. And I'm like, well, why are you, you know. And then when the black national anthem was sung, you know, everybody stood, you know. I think there's enough hurt, there's enough pain, you know, that has gone on to allow, you know, that song. I don't even think that we should have permission, you know, just let her sing it. You know, I'm still trying to understand what the backlash. But my thing is, if you haven't gotten it yet, be clear, you know, that there's always something. Anytime there's anything black, if you ever just think of the item, you know, if you think black, you automatically think that it's derogatory. And I'm tired. I'm so tired of, you know, anything being black labeled as, you know, derogatory. Stop it. Enough.
All right. All right. Well, do you get your nails done at the local salon?
I do, you know, I normally just get a pedicure. I have had enough with getting my nails done. Now, I'll be honest, recently because of a wedding, we just talked about weddings and things that you have to do for a wedding. All of us went and got our nails done, which I personally would not have done. I don't like getting my nails done because of the process that they put you through. I don't like the filing. It's very uncomfortable to me. It's an assault to my fingers for some reason. You know, and then there are a lot of things that I tell them, don't do this. Like, for instance, my cuticles. If you pull, you remove the cuticles from my nails, the cuticles will fray and they don't look right. And I'm telling you, don't do it. And then you choose to do it. So I have gotten to the point now that I refuse to get my nails done because it's like you don't want to do what I ask you to do. You know, the other thing is when I do get my nails done, I'm very particular. I sit, you know, I give you a picture of what it is that I want. You can either tell me yes, you can, or no, you can't. So if I'm telling you the purple, you know, the colors are purple and green, let's just say, for instance, you know, something way out the wall, and you come in with orange and red, I'm already annoyed because look at the colors. They're not the same, you know. The other thing is when you're in there, I don't like the fact that, you know, I know you're talking about me. You know, that's an offense to me. You're talking in your language. You're looking at me, and you go back into your normal conversation. You can tell when somebody's talking about you. And so, you know, those things annoy me. So I would prefer to have somebody who speaks my language. I don't care who they are as long as you speak my language. But that's annoying to me. I don't feel that I should have to pay for that. And just recently I went to, like I said, a salon. And I showed her what I wanted. It was what they call ombre. So it goes from pink to lavender to purple. She comes in with the white, and I'm saying to her, I don't want that. And she huffed, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm about to walk out of here with my nails half done because I can't take that. I'm paying for your service. You should treat me a certain way. You know, plenty of times I've heard of salons where there are fights, where people are, you know, I've even seen a shooting in Brooklyn take place because of something that happened at a nail salon. So, you know, I'm paying for your service. If I'm paying for your service, then treat me like I'm paying for your service.
No, we're at their mercy. You know, so therefore, no, they don't have a right to treat us anyway, but the way they want to treat us, because they know we're gonna keep coming back. So that's what's going on with that. Yes. So okay, right. So this lady is 300 pounds or more, and now the chair cannot accommodate her without the fear of malfunctioning. How do you think it should have been handled?
There are other ways. You know, Al was real good about saying that she could do her own nails. However, you could have said to the lady, don't tell her that you can't do her nails at all. Why not place her in a chair? You know, if that's the issue, then don't tell the woman that you can't do her nails at all. Place her in a regular chair, you know, so that she can still get her nails done. It might be a little different, but, you know, you're still servicing her.
Okay. All right. Nice thinking. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. And, of course, I'll be back. We got some stories to talk about. Where's our Minister AJ? Minister AJ, good morning.
Morning. Yang.
Wow. National anthem. Vanessa Williams said, I'm going black. And they
do it,
had
Vanessa,
an uproar.
Do it. Come on, people. Listen. She sung, you know, both, a little bit of both. Let her do the thing, okay? You know, she's reaching multiple audiences, and let's do it. You know, come on, people. You trusted
Alrighty.
Her enough to sing it. Let her sing it the way she wanted to sing.
And you know, if it's coming from Vanessa Williams, you know you got a classy, you know, display of
mm-hmm.
singing and beautiful
mm-hmm.
sounding. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Minister AJ. I'm with you.
Yeah.
What about the woman?
Let her sing that thing.
What about? I say so too. Let her sing what she wants to sing. She said, "Dong the dong dong dong."
That's right. They want that. That's the problem. They want us to be up there looking crazy. But when we, you know, when we don't come up there bebopping and, you know what I'm saying, rapping, you know, and
I know.
Then, you know, they still got a problem.
Absolutely.
Another plan to bring the black man. Another plan to bring the black man down.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what about the lady who's 300 pounds or more? And
mm-hmm.
they don't want her to sit in the chair because they feel that it will malfunction while she's in it.
You need to go get her a chair. Get her a chair that suits her because guess what? She's not going. She may not be the only 300-pound woman that come in there. And see, what you have to look at, not what she's spending for the day. Let's calculate what she's spending for the year, you know, in this particular nail salon. You know what I mean? How many bills is she paying alone? So, and that's the way we look at it in a restaurant business. Sometimes we pull a report, and we can tell you by your credit card how much this person spends yearly. So there's certain
wow.
accommodations based on what you spend yearly. This person, they can come and say, listen, this person spent $20,000 in here last year. You know what? We're going to accommodate them. And that's the way she put. They got all types of chairs now. Get her a dope beanbag chair, you know? Let her sit on the floor. Get a vibrating mat. Now I'm joking. But get her a chair. Get her something that suits her, you know, because of what she's spending yearly. And she's probably not going to be the only one, you know. Maybe two people want to sit in a chair together next time. So, hey, you know, just buy the chair. Just buy a chair that could accommodate her.
All righty. Thank you so much. I like those ideas.
You're welcome.
I like those ideas. All right. Where's our girl here? Let's say good morning to Shantice. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. All right, so here we are. We're singing the national anthem. Should I have necessarily sung a specific one, or should I be able to sing any national anthem?
Well, you asked me to sing. You ain't have on a contract sing this national anthem. Then I should be able to sing whichever one. It's still for the U.S. of A. I ain't get up there singing one for Afghanistan. What's the problem?
Okay.
They love our entertainment, but they still want to be able to have that noose around our neck to control us. I'm sorry. They want to keep this Black Lives Matter movement going. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, what about you the nail girl? You keep your nails did. What do you think about, and how do you think they should have handled that issue with the woman who's 300 pounds plus?
I think they should definitely accommodate, because whether her issue was weight or if her issue was anything else, you're servicing whichever community you're in. Very, very, very rarely do you have people who are going to travel to a nail salon. You know, very rarely, unless, you know, you have someone in there that is exceptional at doing your feet or doing your hands. You're not going to travel. You're going to go to wherever you are locally. So like Minister AJ said, she's been going there since 18. That's been 3 years. Hello, you need to figure out a way to continue to service her so she can keep bringing her money there. Because if she has to now go travel and she finds somebody else who's going to lace them nails, you ain't getting those dollars anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your input. Thank you for joining us today. Yeah. All right, my due time crew. Rip from the headlines. Oh, I love these. Okay. First rip from the headlines. My sister and her husband normally travel together with me when we go on vacations. And generally the rule is everybody pays one third. Well, all of a sudden, we decided to take a 10-month vacation, and now they're coming up with a 60-40 suggestion. I pay 40%, and they pay 60 together. So they would only pay 30%, and I would pay 40% because they're now one unit. To add to the insult to injury, they now invite her son, who she pays for his expenses to travel, but then she tells him, you don't have to pay anything because we've already rented the house. What's the deal here? Should I be angry and confront them, or just leave it alone? Brother Al.
Oh, that's crazy. This is why I don't like to go away with people. What she should do is just go by herself. You know what? I'm going on vacation myself. I ain't going with y'all. Because, again, that's not fair. Or she should say, okay, if I bring somebody, do I still pay 40%?
Okay. Tamika, what say you?
Now, this sounds like one of those typical situations where you have, you know, two little children playing, and, you know, because one of them is losing, they say, oh, no, the rules have changed. This is, we're going to do it like this. And no, that part, we're not going to do it like that. We're going to change it. No. See, that's the thing when traveling with other people. The rule has been established. You decide now that you want to change the rules and include somebody with it. You know, and I understand that that's family. However, no. Yeah, I would definitely confront you. We can change this whole thing. You don't have to go, you know. And it could still be, you know, unfortunately, you know, when it comes to money situations, you know, people get slick. And you have to either, you know, put your foot down or you're going to end up eating, you know, taking the cake. And that cake is not going to be so good when you have to pay for you, yourself, and other family members. So, yeah, I think she should definitely verbalize.
Okay. Minister AJ, should she just, you know, take the hit or say something?
I don't do the one third, I do one. Give me one person I can go with and we out. I've gotten to the place where I don't like confrontation. Especially if it's something that you should already know. Like, you know, we had the rules set, so when you go change the rules in the middle of the game. So it would be my last vacation with her. And if you ask me why, then I'll tell you. But, yeah, we're not doing that. Now you're bringing the homies. What's going to happen next time? You're bringing the choir? You're going to be on vacation? You're paying one price, and now you got the whole choir in here? No.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty. Shartees.
Well, the first problem is it's a 10-month vacation. That ain't no vacation. You're now going to establish a whole new life somewhere. Okay, that's the first thing. Second issue is how, like Ms. AJ said, okay, so now the percentages, and see me, that's already mathematically challenged. I don't need you switching nothing up at the last minute because it's going to take me about another 3 hours to figure these numbers out. So we already determined that this is what we're going to pay, then we either stick to the contract or everyone goes their separate ways and vacation the way they need to vacation. Because, see, this just reminds me of when it comes time to pay the bill at the table in the restaurant. No.
Okay.
You vacation east, I vacation west, and never shall the poons meet, and we'll tell each other about it when we see each other.
Okay. Ripped from the headlines. I insulted my girlfriend by telling her to... Okay, I'll tell you in a minute. He says, I bought a new knife set, and it was a week old. And I explained to her that I was buying this knife set because I really like these knives. The other ones were old, and, you know, if you're going to use them, please take care of them, because I spent quite a few dollars for this knife set. I went into the kitchen. She had opened a super glue, and she cut the tip of it off with one of the knives. And she left the super glue on the knife and the chopping board, and now my knife is stuck to the chopping board. So I said to her, listen, I don't appreciate how you treated my knife set. It's brand new. I told you I paid a couple of dollars for it. I'm really not feeling what you did. It was careless and stupid. And next time you need to use your brain. She hasn't spoken to me since. Oh, use your brain. Did I say too much, Tamika?
Oh, why you start with me? You might have said too much, just a little bit. You might have wanted to keep that phrase, even if you felt it. You might want to keep that on your inside voice, because saying it on the outside voice, you know, can cause major issues, if not body injury, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, he just might have just kind of lost it a little bit. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially when you're in a relationship, we may not necessarily value certain things as we do the other ones. And I'm pretty sure she didn't intentionally mean to do it. She went to take care of something and, you know, oops, that happened, you know. And sometimes that will happen, you know. I just thinking personally, I remember being at Al's house and I was trying to get some, you know, I was decided that I was going to cook. And I went to pull a bowl out and, like, I broke like three of his bowls, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know. And it wasn't something, again, it wasn't intentional. Accidents happen. However, we have to be very careful about what we say, how we say, when we say, because it can destroy your relationship. And again, just like he reacted, she could have reacted and swung, but she chose to not speak. You know, just be very, very careful, you know, what you do in moments of anger.
Okay, okay. Minister AJ, what did she say? Did he say too much? Use your brain.
Yeah, I think so. Some people are already on the defense about their brain, so they know their brain ain't working to the fullest capacity. They know their brain is a little slower than others. You know, when you write out posts. When you write out posts so you can remember and then forget that you have to post this up, yeah, you know your brain ain't working. So, hey, listen, this, you know, some people are just always on the defense. So, you know, you might just be wasting your time. So, you know, just maybe lock your knives out and get her own set. It's just like growing up. The kids had their Fisher-Price. Get her the Fisher-Price set. And you get your set and lock yours up and keep it moving.
Okay. Okay. Shantice, did he use too many words?
That sounds like a scenario for Pastor Seth's house.
I know. I was thinking that.
That's what I kept laughing when you were talking. Like, who used my brand new such and such to do? Oh, my gosh. I think, you know, those were words that he should have used. The dialogue with God about the situation, and you know, just you know, still let her know, you know, that was, you know, careless. It's super glue, you know, it is super and then glue, but definitely, you know, considering what you say out loud, we have to make sure we pay a little more attention to that.
Okay. Brother Al, what you got over there?
Oh. Well, first and foremost, Tamika still owes me a new bowl set for breaking my bowls. That's number one. She owes me a new bowl set. So don't think it's all nice and calm. If you broke my set, you're going to buy me a new set. but getting to the point about the knot, I don't think so. You know, see, we all saying this because we nice and calm now. But you go out there and you spend $200 on this nice, nice set that it cuts. You don't have to sharpen it. You don't have to do nothing to it, but just watch it, put it in the jar, and use it. And then you go with some crazy good wife, that crazy good by the board anyway, okay? And then you mess up the knife. So it came out like, come on, baby, really? Come on, use your head. Why would you do that? So I don't think he, you know, said too much. Of course, he could have said it better. But in that heat of the moment when you bought something expensive and something happened to it, you're going to say something. Everybody said, oh, you do this and that because you calm now. You go out there and buy something expensive and let somebody mess it up. You know, maybe you shouldn't have said it, but it's going to come out. I'm sorry. I don't think he said too much.
Okay. Well, Brother Al, like Shanti said, I'm just funny about my stuff, and especially when it's new. Why people jack up your stuff when it's new? They don't jack it up when it's time for you to buy. It's time to be replaced. You know, the knife ain't got the handle keep coming off the knife. That ain't the knife she going to use. No, she used the brand new sparkling knives. Yeah, you know, the one that was over in the corner with a bow on it that said you.
That says last forever, and then you're going to go mess it up.
That says do not use unless. You know, they always find the good stuff to go and mess up. Yo, what is that?
Yeah.
All righty.
See, Pastor Steph, they don't understand. But see, like you said, me and you, we own these homes, we do this. Let them go in there and run that shower water. Go run that shower water and not be in that shower water and watch how me and Pastor step back towards you. You go ahead and do it.
You breaking that name, it's like you running my water an extra 5 seconds. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, so rip from the headlines. My parents are asking for way too much. All right. So I'm starting to go to college, and my parents are now expecting me to pay the bills and part of the rent, and I'm okay with that. But my biggest concern is they want me to pay $1,300 rent and split half the bills. Now, I only have a part-time job, and I can't really afford it. And I asked them, you know, could they lower it? They told me no. That was the problem. Again, I explained to them that I did not have a problem contributing. I had a problem contributing that much. Why are they asking me for that much money? And then on top of that, they want me to pay part of the bills. So I decided to go and move out, and I am now a roommate with a school, a friend of mine who goes to school. He was looking for a new roommate, and now my mom and dad are not speaking to me. My father says that I am rude, disrespectful, and ungrateful. Am I wrong? Minister AJ.
Not wrong at all. Not wrong at all. You don't have kids so that, you know, you can split everything half. You know, you have kids so you can love them. And if they love you back, okay, no problem. But that's abuse. You know what I mean? You know, now you want me to spend half. I got a part-time job. No, it's not rude. And, you know, I'm not selfish. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be wealthy. You know, thank God for moving out. You know, absolutely. Nope. See you later. Yeah, that's the tad bit much. $1,300, half the bill? Nah.
Okay. Shantice.
No, Sheree Bob.
I'm not paying no $1,300 to live under my parents' roof. You know, not okay, you know, I haven't been able to pay you, and now I can, and okay, let me, you know, give you this a month, and then in the interim, I'm saving up. It's, you know, I'm in school. Like I said, you don't have to fight me to contribute, but I don't even have the capacity financially to pay this. So what you're telling me right now is to make a choice of whether to be homeless or go to school. So I'll have to move out. And I'm not moving out to now pay the same thing or more. I'm paying what I can afford to pay. So no, that was just, it wasn't realistic what they were expecting. You know, they're not speaking to them. It's not like they're trying to live beyond their means, and they wanted the child to help them. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Brother Al, $1,300 plus half the bills. Should I have moved out or should I have stayed?
No, she did the right thing. She should have moved out. Parents, if you are listening, recognize when you have a good child. You know, a lot of these children, they grow up and they ain't trying to do nothing. Like this young lady trying to do something. She's going to college. And for you to ask her for that amount of money, knowing that she can't afford it, that is so selfish. Matter of fact, let's trade. I give you my son, you give me her. Let's trade. But you know, these parents, man, we're supposed to be there to help our children, encourage our children. This woman going to college. That's a big step. You know how many kids do not go to college? It was like after high school, yo, I'm done. She's trying to do something. Y'all just trying to kill her pocket. And then got the gall to go speak to her. That's not cool. But she did the right thing by moving out.
Okay. And Tamiko.
I think it is... I agree with everyone else. It was a good idea for her to move out in that, you know, going to college and working by itself, that's a great responsibility because it minimizes your study time, and you have to be able to focus on studies when you're studying, you know, and then do work, you know. So it's a lot of responsibility. And here's the other thing that, you know, in this situation, the child recognized, okay, I'm willing to pay something. You know, you have some youth that live in their parents' house and have a job and just say, you know, I'm taking care of me. You know, I'm going to buy my food and, you know, you put your little name on it and put it in the refrigerator and you don't think about anybody else, you know. The child is recognizing, okay, you know, I don't mind paying something, which is a big responsibility. And so, you know, with no other motive, you know, no other thing, you know, the individual decided, you know, listen, it's better for me to move out. You know, and for you to call this person disrespectful after that is really hurtful. And I think that the individual did the best that they could for themselves.
Okay. All righty. And I think you, yes, Tamika, you ended that round. All right. Rip from the headlines. Should I feel bad? All right. I won $55 million in a lottery a few years ago. And I never told anybody. I kept it low. I didn't tell my parents, my sister, or my friends. Because I didn't want anyone to ask me for money. I have never asked anyone else for money. And I did not want to tell my sister because she would have told me to donate half of it to a church. And I didn't want to tell anyone else because if I had told everyone, I would be broke. Now, here we are a few years later, and I have not still given anyone anything, and I still have not told anyone anything. Should I feel bad? Especially about not even telling my parents. Shantice.
You know who you're dealing with. I know if I was to get that. I could tell my mother. I couldn't tell the other parents. And I don't feel sorry about it. You're the reason why I can't tell you. So why am I carrying that burden? No. Listen, you just CV, hand you a check for whatever amount, you know, God put on my heart to give you. Because I do believe God was placing on my heart to give you something, especially if you've ever helped me out. But you ain't got no where it came from. Just know I ain't standing on the corner or been on no pole to get it. Accept it and keep it moving. But you're the reason why I can't tell you. So I know. I don't feel bad.
Okay. Ah, Brother Al.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, man, that's a tough one. But I think it's about knowing your family, knowing who's who. You know, as far if it was me, you know, okay, I got this money. I ain't going to tell you right away. I got to get over the excitement that I won the money. That's number one. Now I got to stay reasonable. And I would have, you know, of course I'm going to help my parents and everybody. So I'm going to write a list. Anybody who I'm going to help, I'm going to give them this amount. And then that's it. You know, well, of course, I got to give my church the tithe. I got to give God his money. And then, hey, listen, I'm going to give what I want. You can't control me on what I do. It is mine. So I'm going to, you know, if she got to ask, should she feel bad, then she know that she feels bad.
Okay. Tamika.
It's my money, and I want it now. No, with the money, that's the money that she has, you know who you live with. You know that Uncle Boo Boo's going to come to you and say, as soon as you get a dollar, an extra dollar, and it doesn't have to do with the lottery. Anytime you get extra money, you know, people always got their hands out. You know, we have to be realistic. As soon as somebody knows, you know, you got your stimulus check, You know, they done spent all of theirs. Theirs is gone, way gone, because they had a barbecue last week. Now this week they got their hands out. So, you know, I think it's, you know, up to the responsibility of the individual, you know, and each person deals with that differently. You know, I myself, if I had chosen not to tell anybody, then there are random acts of kindness that I might do for somebody, you know, take care of, take care of my church, you know, and those that, you know, have been with me. You know, you have some people who have struggled, you know, with you and still chose to provide for you and help. You know, this individual is saying that nobody ever helped them. But it doesn't hurt to give acts of kindness. You know, a mom is taking care of something. Why not pay for the groceries? You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you got to pay, you know, a $600 tab. But, you know, help mom with the groceries. Buy something, you know, something that needs to be fixed in the house. Take care of it. You know, those are things that you could do without necessarily telling anybody that you have the influx of money. And then, you know, if that's the case, then do like a payment plan. You know, they don't have to know that you have it, and it's okay to do that.
Okay, okay. Minister AJ.
I agree with my co-laborers in the peanut gallery. Listen, you know who you're dealing with now. All of a sudden, Uncle Boo Boo want to start wearing wigs and getting his nails done. eyelashes done. Stuff he ain't got no business doing. So, and you know how people are with money. So, me, I'm not going to feel bad, you know. You know, giving to a church, I might want to buy my own church. You know, God may say buy your own church. So, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. You know how people are. You know, the minute people sense or know that you have money, they go crazy. Now they come up with all the stuff that they can do. You know, it's just like how we were talking about, I think it was Tuesday. You know, and then you go to a friend's house, and now all of a sudden, you know, you got to take extra money. So, no, the devil's a liar. You don't need to know. If you need something, I got you. But you don't need to know. Because people will wear your finances out, and then when you're broke, they're not coming back to help you. So, no thank you.
Okay. Rip from the headlines. My sister wants me to feel bad because I did not end my party. Okie dokie. My sister has been struggling with alcoholism for most of her life. She finally decided to enter a rehab program. And she told us that she would no longer be around any event or go to any event that included alcohol. Well, we had a barbecue. We didn't invite her because we know our friends and normally we have these gatherings. And we have alcohol there. So everybody's there having a good time. Later in the nighttime, she shows up, uninvited, and she hangs around for a little while and then tells us that we should ask our friends to leave because she can't be around the drinking. We refused to, and she left saying, we are not supportive of her situation and her plight and her journey. Brother Al, should they have ended the party?
Not at all. Not at all. She's saying that they don't care about her well-being, but that's why they didn't invite you, because they knew that some of their friends was going to have drinks and stuff, and you said out of your mouth that you did not want to be around that. Even if you tell people, hey, listen, I ain't got no alcohol at this party and stuff, we know people, they're going to bring their own. So being that they knew that, they were like, hey, we ain't going to invite you because of what you said and what you're going through, so we respect you not to, you know, not to be there because of that. Now you're mad. Been telling me to tell my friends to go home. No, I'm not telling my friends to go home. No, that ain't happening, so sorry.
All righty. Tamika, should they have asked people to leave?
No, ma'am. So I decided to have this party. You know, I decided not to invite you. Now, my respect for you was when I invite you. So we having a party. Everybody's laughing and giggling. All of a sudden, you climbing the fence to get to the party that you were not invited to. And then you decide that in the midst of that, that I should shut everything down. You have your nerve because my thing is, like I said, the family decided, you know, that, okay, we respect you in the fact that you're doing your journey, you know, and that's the problem. You decided to impose your will, climbing over the fence or, you know, going up underneath the gate just to get there, you know, and now you feel like you have the right to impose somebody to shut something down. I think that you should have taken a, you know, when you got there, if you decided to come in, even though you weren't invited, when you saw that there was liquor, why didn't you choose to leave? Why should I have to now change my, arrange my party around you? You know, I think that's really selfish of the sister.
Okay. Minister AJ, should she have left or should they have closed the party down?
Should have left. You know, she is the one that made the statement. You feel so strong, throw your own barbecue. And you done popped up unannounced. Hey, it's a road, Jack. And don't you come back while we serving alcohol.
Nice and simple, right? Nice and simple. Shatice.
I've never heard of it. And of a covering drug addict going to the trap house asking them to shut everything down. It's, listen, you want to be around the liquor, but you're trying not to be, but you still want to be able to do the things and be the places you were when you were drinking, and it don't work like that. So, listen, I have an aunt that I used to party and drink with heavy. I went to go do her hair over there and just kept staring at this sangria bottle. So from now on, I think it's just a lot safer if you come to my house so I can do your hair here because you just have alcohol over at your house. I'm not going to now fight to be at your house knowing that you're going to have liquor there and then tell you that you need to get rid of the liquor at your gathering. You can't control what other people, you're the one who stopped drinking, not them. So you take the steps you need to take and let other people do what they do. And I think it's very insensitive for you to do that because I know people who will try to convince other people that it's not that serious. Like they'll, you know, I'm not drinking, no thank you, or I'm going to leave. Oh, you ain't got to leave. It's only wine. It's only this. I should be able to drink this around you. Like I've seen scenarios where people get mad at the other person who is trying to keep their sobriety because to them it's not serious. So you really need to thank God that they love you enough to say, you know what, we're going to have this here. Let me not even extend the invitation to you. Let me do my part in making sure you stay away from this. It's like you really want to drink. That's what that is.
All righty.
That's a use your brain scenario.
All righty. I'll rip from the headlines. Should I have not canceled my stepdaughter's party? All right. So, my stepdaughter is turning 18, and she primarily lives with her mother. And my husband, he works a lot and wants to spend some money on her, and he asked me to help plan a big party for her. And I planned everything. I've spent money myself. The stepdaughter's mom came over and was yelling and screaming at my husband. And I told her, listen, don't be yelling and screaming at him. You're being disrespectful. This is our house. And if you come over, mind your manners. Well, she went home, told that to the stepdaughter that we got into a confrontation, and now the stepdaughter called and told me that I am no longer invited to the party. So I asked her, was she sure? She said, yes. I commenced to canceling everything. I canceled the reservation for the place. I canceled the catering, all of the rentals. And I'm not going to spend my money and then you tell me I can't come to the party. Should I have canceled the party? Tamika.
I apologize, but there was a part of that I didn't hear. It faded out, so I missed the portion.
What portion did you, what did you hear?
I don't know. The part that I did hear was that you're canceling the part. Maybe you should come back to me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll start with you, Minister AJ.
I think it was
should
the part
she
that
have
I
canceled
either,
the party?
I think it was the part that I didn't hear either. Nah. Yeah, absolutely. Spending your money. First of all, you was disrespectful. You know, you come over screaming and yelling, disrespecting my house, and you want me to spend my money? No way. No way, Jose. That's not how that works. No. Zero. Yeah, and then I can't come to the party? Nah.
No.
That means if you're talking like that means you got enough dollars to throw your own party. So go ahead.
Okay. Shantice.
I ain't canceling nothing. I'm having it, but now you're not invited. So you can sit. I ain't doing no last minute. Because a lot of times these places, there's a fee to cancel. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, I don't probably... You know, it took time for me to get on the phone or online and fill this out and speak to this one. But no, I'm not doing all that. We're now going to have a party to celebrate your birth, but now you sit on Instagram and you watch our stories of us having fun here. And then God spares, maybe next year, you'll fix your attitude.
Okay. Brother Al.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with Shantice. Certain point, because if you do it that way, she's still going to come and they're going to be confrontation. So I'm like my brother, Minister Adrian. I'm canceling the whole thing. Okay, you know what? It's a fee for me canceling. I'd rather pay you that little bit of fee or whatever the fee is so you can't have your party, because I cannot stand a disrespectful child. So that party is absolutely done. Tell your stepmother to cook you up if that's the problem.
You can't get past security.
Yeah, but there'll be a confrontation at the door. If police don't come, I don't want to see all that. The party's done. We ain't getting nothing for being disrespectful.
Okay. Lady Tamika, I don't know if you've heard enough, but, you know, to weigh in. Have you heard enough to weigh in?
I think I have. Did we have an age for this young person?
18.
Okay. Oh no. Yeah, just what I thought. So a lot of times, you know, and I'm not saying that all, but there is a sense of entitlement. So I can do whatever it is I want to do. I can say whatever I want to say, and I can act however I want to act, and you still have to. I don't have to do anything. And so, you know, to keep you from feeling like, okay, well, I just acted up and I'm going to have a party, your party is completely canceled. Everything about it, you know, all the invitations, anything that I have called anybody, I'll eat that fee, you know. And so let's just get you straight, because I'm not going to condone your behavior by rewarding you. That's not something that I'm definitely not going to do, and I'm not going to have a party for someone who's going to disrespect me and then say I can't show up at the party that I'm sponsoring. That's a problem. Yeah, no, we're just going to cancel.
Okay. I think we got time for one more. Rip from the headlines. Okay, so here's the scenario. The scenario is me and my soon-to-be husband, will be married. I have already made it known I'm not taking his name. We will be Jones and Smith, me being the Jones. Okay? Because my iPad is messing up here, so you're going to have to get it the Stephanie version. Okay? So they decide to throw a bachelorette party and a, what do you call it, party? What's the bachelor and the bachelor party? And they give us gifts that are generic. But when we got married, despite the fact that we told everybody that we were not going to share that same name, especially the parents, his parents, decided that they were going to buy gifts that have the name Smith on it. So everything is the Smith established 2021. Welcome to the Smith home. You are not entering the Smith home. Everything that they bought had the last name of the husband. Well, afterwards, the mother came to visit, and she was asking where the gifts were. And I told her that we decided to donate all the gifts that had the Smith name on it. And now she's no longer speaking to us. Should we have donated the gifts? So I'll start with you.
I'm sorry, Pastor Seth. Can I go first? Because I got to get ready to go.
Yes, I was just getting ready to say I'm starting with you, Brother Al. Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate it. Well, that's telling me from the jump who were the parents of the family right there, from the jump. You know, I've always been big on that as far as the woman taking the man's name. You know, that's how it, you know, it's been done. So I've always been big on that. So he already showing who were the parents in the family. And then you donate the gift or whatever, you should have just gave it back to them. She, you know, I think she has the right to be a little bit like, come on, I spent all this money on this and you just donate it. Like, I think they have the right to be angry about that.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today, Brother Al. And we pray you have a blessed
day. Yes. Thank you. You too. Love you guys. I'll still be listening, but I just can't talk. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you. All right, Tamika. What say you?
Now, that was wrong, because here's the thing. You know, in your household, you still have Smith and Jones. And so I believe that was the woman's ideal. You know, that was something she obviously must have been offended by the fact that they gave them those items. But why not keep the items? You know, you know that, you know, mom-in-law is coming around. Put the stuff out when they get there, and then put it back in a box when they're not there. You know, to actually donate them, that's really, you know, below the board. And it didn't really necessarily have to happen in that way.
Okay. Mr. AJ, what's your vote?
Yeah, I think that's craziness, because the gifts work no matter whose name is on it. So, hey, listen, we keeping all these gifts. And like Lady Tamika said, even if we got to put them out when you come, hey, you know, that's how it was growing up. They put the good dishes out when the guests got there, and you ate off and that's what you ate off during the week. So what's the difference?
Oh, goodness.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that sounds a tad bit crazy. It sounds really crazy, actually. So, yeah, that's somebody who, now that's a good instance to say, what's wrong with your brain?
All righty. Shantice. We'll get your vote.
Why are you getting married? Oh, I think towels and stuff is the least of their worries. That's completely disrespectful to the marriage, to the husband, to his parents. That is just a sign that it is all downhill from there. What won't she throw out next? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Wow. Now, remember now, it's a mutual agreement that they would donate this. Okay. What'd you say? You don't believe it?
I don't believe no a man is going to agree to. A man would sooner get a gift, not like it, and store it, you know, and like Minister AJ said, oh, my mother coming, let me act like I've been using it all this time. You know, a woman would say, yeah, Ma, remember what you gave me? Yeah, I gave that to cousin so-and-so because they can use it. You know, a woman, you know, regardless of the gift, it didn't have to be, you know, for her wedding or anything, but a woman would do that. A man is not
doing that.
Her into doing it, absolutely. But that ain't going to be some, so what you think we should do? Yeah, you right. All right, come on, let's do this. Ain't no man doing that. No. That was all her. So he going to get thrown out next. Now, let's see if that's mutual agreement. Well, we decided. That is crazy. No.
Okay. Well, my due time crew, thank you so very much for weighing in on the challenges of life. And we pray you have a blessed day.
You as well.
Thank you. All righty. All right, well, we've come to the moment in the hour where we go before the Lord holding hands and holding hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, because you've done it one more time. You woke us up this morning, got us started on our way. We're grateful to Heavenly Father that we got to see a brand new day with brand new possibilities and brand new hopes, God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up to this broadcast. And Lord, if we have not experienced these exact scenarios, God, we pray that conceptually we would be able to pattern the righteous way of doing things, the righteous way of treating people, the righteous way of holding close to your precepts, dear Heavenly Father. And we're so grateful, God, that you continually introduce yourself to us more and more each and every day, God, that you have not let go of us, dear Heavenly Father. Even when we're not worthy, God, you continue to still lay your blessings all over us, God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just everyone's health being intact, dear God. And we just pray, God, that we just continue to press our way, keeping you in the forefront of our minds, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're lifting up all of the people who are experiencing things but don't have you to fall back on because they haven't chosen you, because they've rejected you, God. And we pray, God, that they would just wake up and realize that there is no life without you, that there's no real decision-making without you, God, that we wake up each and every day, Lord, asking you to order our steps, which also means to order and dictate what we think, what we feel. And, Lord, we just ask you to just continue to cover us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, that we would not want to go our own way, that even if we step to the left or the right without thinking about you, God, that we would begin to feel your spirit, that we would know that your spirit is leading us to go in the opposite direction, that we don't want to be out of your will and your way, God. And, Lord, we just thank you again for another opportunity to get your word, even if it's not a spoken word with a Bible verse, God, but your word still reigns, and we just don't stop. We won't stop giving you the glory and honor, so rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My. What scenarios we had to contend with today. You know, the shared expense that went from 33.3% down to 30% for some and up to 40% for others. Is that fair? Absolutely not. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And then you add in someone who can come for free? I don't think so. Well, we'd have a real big problem because all I would contribute was my normal 33%, and you'd have to figure out the rest. So, you know, we have to think about being fair. We have to think about the right way of doing things. We can't just switch gear in the middle of the road, and then all of a sudden everybody is supposed to contend with it, whether we like it or not. Clearly there was some mutual agreement at 33%. Well, go back to the drawing board and discuss it. You can't just implement it, okay? Telling my girlfriend she should use her brain. I'm on the fence about that one. I'm on the fence about that one. Well, somebody said something that was, I think it was Minister AJ. You know, everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Is that the way you walk around with everybody with a chip on their shoulder? So I think it's more of what, and the reason why I said that, I think it's more of what Brother Al was saying, where, you know, right now we're saying, okay, you know, no, I shouldn't say it. No, it wouldn't be said. But, you know, at that heated moment, when you're thinking about your things and you're thinking about, you know, how you cherish and treasure your things and someone carelessly takes care of it, that may make you say something like use your brain. And like I said, I'm not saying right or wrong, but I said I think I agree with Brother Allen. I think we need to think of the moment in which we're speaking. Would something like that come out? Possibly. Would something come out worse than that? Oh, absolutely. Because I have seen people cuss you out worse, not using curse words, than the people who use the cuss words. Yeah, those people cuss you out a whole lot worse. Okay, so use your brain. And then, you know, they came back and said that this was an opportunity where you could use that, you know, that phrase. So that kind of proves Brother Al's theory of, you know what, put you in the right situation, you just might say it. All right. Hey, what about the teenager who's getting ready to go to college and says, hey, you know, I don't mind paying rent, contributing to the bills, but come on now. So there you go with the 60-40 split. You know, you have the parents. Why are you asking your child for such astronomical contributions? You know, what happens to the two of you hold it down and whatever they give is extra, is bonus. You know, you can't expect a child to now pay the bills unless there's some extenuating circumstance and you need that child to step up. But considering that we did not hear that there were any extenuating circumstances, yeah, that $1,300, you know, listen, I know somebody right now who's paying $1,300 for rent in their own place. So for me to pay you $1,300 because somebody does not want to pay the $1,300 or they don't want to pay as much as they, you know, need to, and I now pick up that level of the slack, I think that's a bit excessive. Yeah, I'm with the Due Time crew on that one. Oh, now we got the $55 million lottery. Now, here's the thing. Yes, we know our people, but don't our people know us? How in the world am I going to hit the lottery for $55 million and nobody notice anything? Because the writer says that he only bought a brand-new car and a brand-new home and told them that he was renting the house. So I don't know what kind of money he was making. Well, clearly he couldn't have been making a whole lot of money if you could give that story and that story would sell. But my question is, how in the world are you shielding from everybody who knows you that you got $55 million? So you hit the lottery and you've been walking around like you haven't hit the lottery at all. That's what's happening. That's really what's happening. And so you ain't spent nothing. Yeah, that's a little hard for me to, Shanti, Shawnee's and Tamaja walking around here. And I don't know, somebody that came up on some money, that I don't know what kind of parent you are, because I'm definitely asking. Yes, and I do it. They'll tell you. Where you get money to do that from? Or, oh, I see you got so-and-so. Oh, you have some extra money. Oh, did you get a raise? Oh, I'm asking. So ain't no way in the world I'm going to see you get anything massive, and I'm not asking. Nah, I'm trying to figure out how these people didn't know. Friends? What kind of friends? I can't see Anika not knowing that I done came up on 55 mil. Renee, Edward, Dwayne. Somebody didn't figure something out. So I don't know. That's what I'm going to say on that one. I've been trying to figure out how nobody knew that you got an extra $1 million, much less 55 million. That ain't making a whole lot of sense to Stephanie. Now, asking the people to end their party, okay, well, you're pretty nervy because you showed up. I agree with the Due Time crew 100%. You showed up. If they were having orgies and threesomes and, you know, using drugs and setting bonfires in the middle of the living room, if it ain't your thing, get up out of there. You invited yourself. So I agree they were very respectful and thought of your plight and your hardship, and they did not invite you. You decided to join the party. Then you need to accept whatever's going on or just simply leave saying nothing. Shut up. You don't have to leave saying, well, I'm mad because, you know, or I'm leaving because y'all are drinking. No, say nothing. You came without an invite. Go home. Plain and simply go home and be quiet. All right. Canceling the stepdaughter's birthday party. Absolutely. Okay, yeah, she's a brat. She's a brat. And this only indicates all of the things that were going on all along, because you wouldn't have gotten to this point had she not gotten to that point. This confrontation took place between your mother and us. Stay in a child's place. Mind your business, and I can see she's going back and forth from home to home. She's probably playing one against the other. I think it was Lady Tamika who said, you know, yeah, she acting real special. You know, she's probably a problem starter. And you know, let me tell you something. You know. See these, I keep talking, you were once a little mess. Y'all keep, now don't believe me. Big messes were once little messes. She didn't told this lady something before. She didn't told this stepmother something before. Anytime you know, because let me tell you something, you know your father's always working. He ain't the one planning the party. You knew who was planning the party. You knew that lady didn't put up some of her money. And you had the nerve to tell her she wasn't invited to your party. Listen, even if she didn't put up a dime, it's your father's money. She was the one who helped put it together. It wasn't your father. So therefore, you wouldn't have no business telling her she couldn't come to the party even if she didn't put up no money. It was her energy and her ability and her know to put the party together. And you, as a wicked wench, going to tell her she can't come to the party? Well, guess what? I'm with the rest of them. Wouldn't be no party anyhow. Now, oh, I'm not coming to the party. Okay, that's fine. Well, neither will you. So tell your friends and your mama, y'all go plan a party without us. Period. Disrespectful. No two ways about that. Got to put these kids in check. I wish I could cancel a party right now, because I think some eyebrows would be raised. Ah. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. Is Pastor Steph signing off? And I want to thank my Due Time crew for hanging on in there with me and just talking about the things, the normal things that go on in life. Oh, I want to thank you because I could not do it without you. Thank you so much for joining me on this Therapeutic Thursday. as I always say, please accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, God spares, where is Freestyle Friday? I love you.